latest small studio act honed his craft playing over 800 shows across the nation. Along with his band The Great Train Robbery, these indie-based artists are proving it's possible to be full-time working musicians in the city. WFYI's Melissa Davis introduces us to Joshua Powell.
Guitarist and vocalist Joshua Powell and his band The Great Train Robbery specialize in a blend of music which may remind listeners of two iconic rockers.
I think it's pretty succinct to say psychedelic indie rock, because rock means that we're going to yell and sweat. Indie means that there's reverb on it. And then psychedelic means that, you know what it means.
I like the other description.
Stoner jams for English majors?
Nope, one more.
Neil Young songs played by Pink Floyd?
I like that.
That's keyboardist Ricky Almos with Powell, along with guitarist Adam Shuntich, bassist Josh Townsend, and drummer Colin Oakley. The band laces their dreamy psych rock with heavy riffs, electronic loops, and even a meow or two. Your cat is I'm enraptured by your cheekbones. The session features three songs from the band's latest album, Psychotropic.
We really built the album in a way that's meant to like draw you in and take you on a whole series of crests and dips, and we hadn't made a cool representation of what was happening with these songs live. And because they have become extrapolated since the album, we thought it would be cool to give these more mellow, slightly more atmospheric tracks a chance to have a live incarnation and see the way that it sounded after we've been playing them out for a year.
This inventive work isn't possible without frequent playing and touring across the U.S.
You know, we've played over 850 in the last 5 years in 42 states. We're very good now. Like, that's a byproduct of it. So you can't play that much together and not really hone your craft. But in a world where you're trying to, like, reach out for everyone you can digitally and make all these social media connections and stuff, there's still no matter how digitized our economy becomes or how commoditized streaming becomes, you can't replace the live experience and the emotional connection that you make with an audience when you are playing at a dive bar in Cleveland.
Powell chose Indianapolis as his creative home after college and following a rough and lengthy tour.
I mean, really around the road, like almost 2 years of no address or anything. And tuckered myself out. I was not in good shape. 60 pounds over what you see now and a lot sadder. And so I was like, we need a place to grow. We need a central hub from which to work. When we saw the way that Indianapolis was growing and we saw that it was sort of on the cusp of this maybe a renaissance was happening, and it wasn't so oversaturated like your Nashville or your Austin. Like, people seem to really know one another and support, and is diverse and encouraging. And then it's literally the heart of the it's the heart. I mean, we're in the middle of everything. We can go to 16 major music markets any weekend, and we do.
Powell says that a supportive community raises Indy's profile as an art city.
The progress of this city that I've been able to watch for the last few years has been so inspiring to me, because I came from a small town in Florida where everyone is like, oh my God, I can't wait to get out. And here, not a celebrity feeling city. You know, it's not LA. It's gritty, and it has its you know, flaws. It has its beauty. Sometimes you have to look for it. But the people who are here, as long as I've known this place, have believed in it and believed in themselves and believed in each other and decided we don't need to go to a cool place. We're going to make this cool. And so I think it's whatever the next small studio thing is that happens, you know, when somebody else has an idea, it's an amalgamation of all of those things working together, and a rising tide raises all ships. So thank you for having us in the small studio. I'm Joshua Powell.
Hear your screaming, ultraviolet breath.
You can find the entire small studio session from Joshua Powell at wfyi.org/smallstudio.